You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. Today is an exciting day, and as you all would know, it is the Lunar New Year, so the Lunar Chinese New Year. And I don't know if you guys could hear it, but right outside of my studio, located right in the heart of the nest at UBC, and just right outside of my studio, so the main, I guess, quote-unquote living room of the nest, there's a huge event going on celebrating the Lunar Chinese New Year, and there's a whole bunch of music playing, instruments being played, games being played, I think, and I'm just looking out right now, seeing at the event, there's food, a whole bunch of people. And I also see my Korean professor. She's helping out with the management. But please go check it out if you guys have time. It seems like a very fun event that is going on to celebrate the Chinese New Year. And for those of you who do celebrate the New Year, Chinese Lunar New Year, happy Chinese Lunar New Year to you all. Now, we have a packed schedule for today. I decided to explore a new book that I came across from, of course, Obukko. For those of you guys who do not know what that is, it's basically a free website where they provide you with free PDFs of a whole bunch of literary genres, poems, fiction books, nonfiction books, and I think children's literature as well. And so for those of you guys who are interested in reading and just, you know, not wanting to spend too much money on books, please go check it out. It's also online, and so it's super convenient. And I was just browsing around the website this morning and stumbled across a cool-looking book that I wanted to share with you guys. And so we will do that. And, of course, I have some songs that I will play in between to kind of, you know, I love music, and so I'll incorporate that as well. But without further ado, before we get into the readings, I'll play some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and go into my first song. It will be called Rise Up by Ndidi Anukwulu. And so we'll be right back after some show promos, PSAs, and ads, and Rise Up by Ndidi Anukwulu. We'll be right back.
On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live. CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@CITR.ca.
Please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep and then have a friend or associate play the audio.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should, you should look at yourself in the mirror sometimes and say, look, what am I doing? Why am I this way? You need a kick in the ass once in a while.
Fridays from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppy Creston Presents radio show. It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format. Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up, collage, and general Creston weirdness. Beppy Creston Presents, Friday at 2 o'clock on CITR FM 101.9. Streaming at theplayer.citr.ca.
Awakened one, listen without distraction. Ready or not. Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you? Wake up.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me
wild. We stand for peace. We stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC, for a night of crack agus ciúil, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit @IrishForPalestineBC on Instagram. That's @IrishForPalestineBC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. That was those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and Rise Up from Ndidi Onukwulu. Now we will get right into the readings. Again, I found this on obuko.com, and the collection is called The True Meaning of Life by Kenneth O.D. And just by hearing the title, doesn't it sound compelling to you guys? The True Meaning of Life. Let's see what this book unfolds for us. Now, it goes straight into the poem. Doesn't even have an intro or anything, just the table of contents, a very brief acknowledgement, and it just goes straight to the first poem, which is called The True Meaning of Life. Here we go. The years go on and on and on, carrying the months with light from the sun, to begin a new ending. Its days and time were no longer redeeming. Sadness and moments of regret comes and turns. Gladly, sometimes, joy and happiness also hums. Some people we look up to are below the earth. Some we underestimate are above the heavens. Loved ones and enemies have come and gone, with memories in our hearts echoing like a gong. Everything rushes to end in a new beginning, but the world in laziness never stops spinning. Accustomed to this tireless rhythm, where we follow the pattern of the talking drum, living our life in the season of happenstance, as we stamp our feet in the attire of cultural dance, the struggle has become a tradition, with every step justifying our religion. Faith mixed with doubt in the pursuit of faith, the clock becomes an enemy, for in punctuality we're late. Our paths lack coal tile, we begin and end our lives in flat files. Dry season triggering wet tears, raining season creeping dry fears. Driving in this old lorry of life, where solitude is a noisy wife. Nagging our holiday of rest, spending our days existing rather than living. Now our old age drowns in vanity, to the past the future is a penalty. The days old more, plaques than the Egyptians, scars on the pages of our skin like an inscription. Experience have become a shelter, with hopes making the surrounding better. Worries feed me each day, the night never seems to go away. I'm drunk with words, ironically, with silence I build my walls. Reward or karma, one must surpass the measure of time, for in finding the true meaning of life, I judge my rhyme. What a beautiful poem. Now, there's so many things I want to comment on. Now, let's see if I remember them all, because this is actually one of my... Gosh, this I think goes under one of my most favorite poems. It's really good, really, really good. Now, I think there was one line where I just wanted to stop and comment, but I just didn't want to break the momentum. But let me see. It was the line where... Yes, the line in the... One, two, three, third stanza, in the middle of the third stanza, where it says, driving in this old lorry of life, where solitude is a noisy wife. That's a cool juxtaposition there. I'm really liking that. The rhyme scheme is really good too here. But there's a lot of analogies that the author makes, and It's not an analogy where just like, huh? But again, it's kind of absurd at the same time, but it all makes sense, which I find really interesting and cool. And I'm drunk with words. I love that. And the night never seems to go away. I also love that. And the last line, for in finding the true meaning of life, I judge my rhyme. Something about that seems very... Well, to me, it seems very metaphysical and very abstract, but also it's you who judges your rhyme. It's you who judges your absurd life, your unpredictable life. And in finding the true meaning, that's what you should do. That's what you would do, and that's what you need to do. That's how I kind of interpret this. Now, to begin a new ending, the third line of the first stanza, The second line is carrying the months with light from the sun and to begin a new ending. Doesn't that sound so cool to you guys? To begin a new ending? I've never thought about that. Because you're in a sense living. You're starting to live every second, and you also start with the ending of your last second, if you know what I mean. And I find that very fascinating, and I've thinking about it now and reading about this now kind of gives you the, oh, this is obvious sense. But again, I've never thought about that way. And so what I also feel when I read poems or when I read books or when I read quotes or when I hear quotes that resonate with me or that I find significant, it's not that the quotes, well, a lot of quotes are compelling and great and amazing and just very, very worthy of listening to. But I've realized that a lot of the quotes that you deem important and you deem significant in your life and throughout history, if you think about it, the quotes are very basic. Now, basic in a sense where it's not, I'm not saying they're just mundane and they're lacking conceptual significance. It's just that they're things that you definitely agree with, but it just never crossed your mind. And so for me, I think the beautiful quotes that we have in the world, they're here to remind you and they're here to spark a little thing inside your brain where, yes, you're aware of the quote and you're aware of the importance of the quote, but you just never had it in your head. But when you hear about it, you think about it and you realize that, oh, it's true and it's right. And I am aware of it, but I wasn't aware of it in my head. It's a really cool paradox, and it's a really cool phenomenon that I've kind of come to realize. But when I read To Begin a New Ending, it kind of sparked what I'm saying right now. Like, yes, it sounds obvious that we're starting at the ending of our life, of every second we live, but to actually put it into words and to actually say it, I think is really cool, and I think it's really important. And I also think that's why literature and philosophy is so important, because it just tells us, not educates us, I'm kind of reluctant to say educates us, but I guess some people could argue for that too, but it really raises our awareness about living our lives to the fullest potential and being the best that we can in terms of morality and just being the best selves. So a great start to the book. Our second poem is called Life at Best is Very Brief. Now, I wonder if I agree with this title, but let's just give this one a read. Life at best is very brief, they say. A painful reality we live in, I say. Borrowed hours and moments, debtors from birth till death. The green leaves rust with time. Even predators have their finish line. From childhood of smiles and dimples to youthful beauty that drowns in wrinkles. From youthful catwalks and gifts of roses to old age of limping and gifts of glasses. From sweet beginning of love and promises that ends in malice or friendship and reminisce. We live in time, yet have no time. It scares me how everything is temporary. Now, before we talk about this poem, the nest right outside my studio is going crazy right now. And I'm just looking out and there's tons of people gathered around. And I think there's something going on, like a stage and people are performing. I can't see because the windows they're not far deep in there. All I see is just people gathered. But please go check it out if you guys have time. It seems like something really good is going on. People are walking around in traditional Chinese outfits, which they look great in. And so there's definitely something going on there. And people are handing out foods. And it's basically a huge festival at the Nest, guys. And so if you guys are around, go check it out and support everyone and celebrate the New Year's, Chinese Lunar New Year's. Now, to mention, it is going to be a little loud. The studio is rumbling, and so that kind of gives you an idea of how loud the stage is. But for those of you guys who might, I don't know, but who might hear some thumping and rumbling, it's because they're celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year. But yeah, going back to life at best is very brief. I do agree, especially with the ending. It scares me how everything is temporary. It does. And I think that everyone feels this way. Most of the things we do is temporary. And I think that our emotions are also temporary. Yet the same emotions do come back, but they never stay in place. And it's always temporary. And I think this poem is really getting to the heart of everything that we see and perceive in life is temporary. So whatever, however good it is, however bad it is, always remember that everything is temporary. Everything will be gone. Everything could be gone in an instant, and everything could unfold and come to you in an instant. And so I interpret this poem as spreading awareness of being humble and being aware of how life could be unpredictable. Our next poem is Meditation 1. Time is a traveler, yet it takes no road. As we journey yonder, let our roads be unknown. Neither should our ways be crooked. What is mysterious cannot be understood. What is not understood cannot be destroyed. For humans are poison. They destroy everything they touch. Still, hate no one. Only their ways love all. Befriend none. For friendship breeds commitment. Commitment breeds trust. Trust breeds destruction. The beauty of life is love. The beauty of love is life. Let not their ways change you, because every road has its own judgment. Let your conscience be your judge. Listen to the song from the birds. Let their music entertain you, because there's no melody in violence. Let your eyes see the past ahead and know which way to go. For an experience, we better our ways, borrow an extra ear if need be. For in counsel, we better our days. We came naked, and naked shall we go. This is the only fashion of life. Sun and the moon are life's photographers. Do not let them capture your fears. Neither let them capture your sins. Live your life and love your life. Cherish the uniqueness of your diverse being. And in reference, applaud your maker. Be conscious of your existence. Be conscious of your existence. Let no fantasy steal your reality. Neither let the nightmares steal your dreams. Because everything, too, is an illusion. So, gather all you can. Let go of burdens. For worries delay our date with destiny. In regrets and agony do we drown the true meaning of life. Again, a beautiful poem. And I have to say, this almost tops the first one we read. But, God, this... Who is this Kenneth O.D.? I'm in love with this guy's poems. Kenneth O.D. I need to look into this person, because the poems are very, very good. Now, Meditation 1 seems like a... I don't know. It seems to me as like a lesson poem in a sense. And it's kind of a... It seems like a prophecy, but maybe that's the wrong word to use. But he is saying a lot of things related to the biblical context, which I find really interesting as well. And a lot of quotes here. It's not a short poem, but the thing about this author is, until now, the poems I read, there's so many things I want to comment on. I feel like we could do a whole delve-in episode of one poem. And just to pinpoint some lines that I felt really, really touching was, let's see, what is not understood? For humans are poison, They destroy everything they touch, still hate no one. Now, I like the fact that I'm talking about the first stanza here, and I'm fascinated that he put, so I'm talking about the last three lines of the first stanza, and it goes, "For humans are poison, they destroy everything they touch, still hate no one." I liked how it kind of switched up and ended the stanza in a positive note. I find that really interesting, and I think that was definitely intentional, but because if you go on to the second stanza, OD talks about the positive sides and like the goodwills in a sense. Yet the first stanza is more, it's a little pessimistic and it's a little cynical. He talks about, oh, like we journey yonder, let our roads be unknown, you know, neither should our ways be crooked, what is mysterious cannot be understood. It's kind of cynical, kind of, oh, you know, we're hopeless, humans are poison, you know, and they destroy everything you touch. And then the last line, he goes on to say, still hate no one, which I find really cool, because if normally it would be the still hate no one line should be on the second stanza, which would kind of formulate the first stanza as a cynical text, and then moving on to, no, actually, think a different way. But I like how he gave us, like, a, in a movie sense, a teaser into the second stanza, which I find really cool here. And let your conscience be your judge. Listen to the song from the birds. Let their music entertain you, because there's no melody in violence. Love the description here. There's no melody in violence. Let your eyes see the past ahead and know which way to go. Love that. I also love that last line in stanza three. We came naked and naked shall we go. Love that line. This is the only fashion of life. Sun and the moon are life's photographers. Isn't that cool? Now, if you think about that literally, the sun and the moon are always looking at you, right? Like, yeah, the moon sets and the sun rises and goes the other way. But if you think about us as a whole, like us as a species as a whole, the sun and the moon are always looking at you. And so this is a really cool metaphor. The sun and the moon are life's photographers. And it goes right on to saying, do not let them capture your fears, neither let them capture your sins. Live your life and love your life. You know, don't let the sun and the moon look at you struggling, hating, and just resenting people. Love your life to the fullest, help others, be humble, cherish, quote unquote, the uniqueness of your diverse being, and in reference, applaud your maker. Again, a reference to God, I assume. And just be conscious, quote unquote, of your existence. Just be conscious of who you are as a being and make the most of it. Love this poem. Now, we have been talking for quite a bit. It's time for another song. And this song I really enjoyed listening to. And so I will play this. It's called Turn This Into Gold by Leila Zoe. We'll be right back after this.
This cold of feeling deep down inside me. my bones. I don't know where I fit in. Oh Lord, where do I belong? I made my bed out here, but where is this? Where is my one true home? I'm in a strange country and I keep searching for someone to hear my song. It's living so far away from my friends and family. Sure got me feeling wrong. Don't you know how I miss them every day? But I try to walk the way of a good woman. I try to walk the way of a good friend. I try to walk the way of a good person, but I feel so alone in my head. So all alone. So all alone. I don't know what I said to hurt you, what I dared to make you cry. I don't know how you thought you were in the right to stab me in the eye. But now I got this sad, sad, sad feeling. And for me now, this is getting pretty old. You're sending me a bad, bad feeling and turning my blood cold. I'm gonna take these bad vibes you're throwing at me. I'm gonna turn them into gold. Turn them into gold. I'm gonna turn them into gold. I try to walk the way of the good woman. I try to walk the way of a good friend. I try to walk the way of a good person. But if you're gonna fucking cross me, then it's the end. I ain't got no time for that. I got no time for that. I got no time for that. Only you know what you said to me. Only you know how you behaved. It wasn't right, it wasn't wrong. I only know what keeps going round in my head. What are we supposed to do now, baby? There's some words you can't take back. There's some things you can't take back. In my head, I catch this feeling. It's so cold. You're sending me these bad vibes now. I swear I'm gonna turn them into gold. I'm gonna turn them into gold. Walk the way of the good woman. I try to walk the way of a good friend. I try to walk the way of a good person. But if you ain't gonna be good to me, then you ain't no friend. Now I gotta walk now. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, but I gotta walk now.
That was Turn This Into Gold by Leila Zoe. Now I'm looking again outside of my studio, and now there's a whole bunch of people taking photos. And so again, for those of you guys who didn't hear my show before this one, or who wasn't a part of the first half, there's a huge event going on in the Nest at the UBC, the UBC Nest, and they are celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year. And so there's a huge event going on. I can't see what specifically they are doing, but there was a stage before I came on live. There's a whole bunch of people taking photos. There's food, there's games, and there's people performing in, you know, traditional Chinese outfits. And so please go check it out if you guys have the time. I definitely think this is worth looking at. And so, yeah. Oh, I think I see my friend outside too. Yeah, there's so many people outside. And so right after this episode, I'm going to go check this out. And you guys should too. I think we can get in a little bit more in terms of poetry. And so we'll get right into this one. This poem is called Meditation Number 2. I sat alone in a lonely hour, eyes fixed on nothing, lips sealed as my thoughts drip, as my thought drips. This is my meditation. As life goes in circles, let our actions be straightforward. Live spent on worries and trouble. Victory and defeat makes us proud or humble. Our wisdom separates us. Our ignorance isolates us. When we're offered pain and anger as fashion, let's hope and peace remain our outfit. Let hope and peace remain our outfit. Guide your path with precautions, as the mind attracts. So does the heart rejects. And when the mind rejects, the heart attracts. For when both is conquered, we live, but we're not alive. We live, but forget our role. For time judges itself. Everything we've lost finds its way back to us. Everything we've damaged takes more from us. Truth is a map. Life is a journey. We can decide not to travel, but we'll sure meet our end. Fear is darkness. A little light blooms our ego. The past is dead. Even tomorrow is not alive. The present is a survivor. In it, hopes and riches lies, and everything in accordance breeds rest of mind in abundance. Grow life inside of you. Let your existence spread. Let your footprint heal the lame. Time makes us patient. Time makes us desperate. Time is a healer. Time also is a killer. Nothing good is bad. Anything bad is bad. As consciousness comes from meditation, so does knowledge come from realization. When everything is lost and one thing is gained, one thing is lost and everything is gained. Let patience and contentment be balanced. Let gratitude and humility be adorned. Be addicted to truth, for it's never enough. As the moon travels, so does our days. When revenge knocks, let's not rush to the door. Let's stay fixed in our room, for in it sometimes lies our doom. The more we live, the more we live, the humbler we should be. For what you possess has been processed, and what you crave has been neglected. Continuous practice doesn't make perfect, but continuous practice with passion. The season we see shall be no more. Make hay while the sunshine, make hay after the sun shines. For success comes with no resting time. Do not conspire to destroy, neither be quiet nor watch evil. That too is witchcraft. As we grow, still one thing marvels me. Nothing is new, yet life is full of surprises. Everything is nothing, so let nothing be your god. I sat alone in a lonely hour, eyes fixed on nothing, lips sealed as my thoughts drips. This is my meditation. Another masterpiece by OD. There's a lot of things I want to say about this, but again, this is also my first time reading this, and so I need to really get my head around just everything that he's saying, because a lot of them are abstract, a lot of them are self-evident in the words you just read off the bat, but a really deep poem again. The past is dead, even tomorrow is not alive. The present is a survivor. Great three lines right there. Let your footprint heal the lame. Really nice there. Time is a healer, but time can also be a killer. great descriptive voice right there. You know, I'm really liking this. I'm really liking this. If you guys enjoy this as much as I do, please let me know, because I am so down to delve more into his poems. Now, I think that's enough for today in terms of reading, because I do have one more song that I do want to play for you guys. And so we will definitely be looking at this more in my future episodes. And so I think this is a good good way to end the true meaning of life. We ended off at meditation number 2. And so just to give you guys a little teaser, the next poem is called Anti-Clockwise. And so be excited for that. We will end off the show with one more song, though. The song is called Dreamin', Pleadin', Wonderin'. And it's from a band that I've never heard before until now. It's called Ori Naftali Band. And so we'll give this one a listen and wrap up. Here we go.
After I've been waiting so long, my lover's here. After I've been waiting, waiting for so long, you know I've been dreaming. If I ever gonna have a love so strong, will times have changed? I used to live all alone. Sometimes, baby, yeah, I say sometimes all I wanna do is run away. Sometimes you know love. Sometimes all I really wanna do is run away. Oh, until you come dreaming, bleeding, wondering if I ever, ever been a baby gonna stay.
That was Ori, Naftali Bands, Dreamin', Pleadin', Wonderin'. Now, we have already come to the end of the show today. This was one of my most favorite shows, actually, episodes. The True Meaning of Life by Kenneth O.D. is one of the books that I highly would recommend for everybody to read. But for those of you guys who do listen to me, to my show, please do not, because I would really want to go over this together with fresh minds. And so if you are willing to, just hold on to it, because I am going to go over this next episode. And so we will start off fresh together and move on from there. Again, my last mention, there is a huge event going on at the Nest, the UBC's Nest. They are celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year, and they have lots of food, games, activities, and there's a huge performance going on, so please check that out if you guys are nearby or if you have time. And again, if you guys have anything that you would want me to go over in terms of poems, music, books, reviews, or anything, please let me know, because I am more than happy to do that. And that's basically all for today. The weather has been great. I've been loving the sunshine, although we are going to get some rain sometime next week, or snow. I have seen some snow in the weather app, which I am half looking forward to and half not. And so we'll kind of see where that takes us. But have yourselves a wonderful rest of your week and day. You know, I hope everyone's doing well in school. It's already almost the end of January. How time flies really fast. And so that's basically it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and day. And I will see you again in our next episode next week. Have a fabulous day, guys. Thank you all. Bye-bye.